News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Bad Bob is on vacation, but Just Bob is here, and he's making a phone call right now. But today, good morning. We have, it's going to be an interesting show, I think, today, as it always is. And, I'm hoping that we're going toward the end of the year. So there's a lot of things happening. There are a lot of polls going on, but we've got some of the biggest stories of the year. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to be talking about what's happening right here in River City and Anderson and all, you know, in Northern California. A lot of things happening that way. You know, good news, in some cases, what's happening up on Mount Shasta this week or this weekend. So what's happening there. The weather, of course, which is getting to be a huge thing, you know, frankly. Plus we have friends that came in from Arkansas, and they had, you think Arkansas is kind of like, you know, that's in the south there. But it's not that far in the south because they were snowed out for making plane trips. And so their flights were canceled for a day and a half out of Arkansas. So anyway, we're going to start off, though, as we usually do, with our Market Minute and our Wells Fargo advisor, Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the Dow Jones is up 30 points at 16,508. The S&P 500 is up a point and a half at 1,843, and the Nasdaq is up a point at 4,169. Active stocks today include Twitter, down $2.48 at $70.83, and Facebook is down 36 cents at $57.37. Local stocks include PG&E, down 23 cents at $40.33, and Pepsi is up 50 cents at $82.97. Turning to the bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.931% and the 10-year bond yielding 3%. The commodities market include gold, up $3 at $1,216. Silver is up 13 cents at $20.05. And oil is up 62 cents at $100.17. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks a lot. And I hope you had a great Christmas.
I did. Thank you.
Well, super. Are you into, have anything big planned for New Year's Eve?
Actually, Wind River.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a place to go to. We like that. Yeah. Well, have
Wait
a great day. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. What's the weather look like today, Bob?
Good morning, Carl.
You're working your way into best, Bob, but, you know, sometimes it's not so best. Anyway.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
Mostly sunny skies, continued unseasonably warm today. High near 65 for Reading, mostly clear tonight with a low around 38, then back into the 70s for the weekend with highs of 70 on Saturday and 71 on Sunday under sunny skies.
Jeez. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends there. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Then we have, of course, it's time for Spencer and our Haven Humane Pet of the Week, and it's a puppy, and it is an adorable little puppy. Also joining us today, by the way, at 8 o'clock will be Caleb Brown, one of the spokespeople for the state of Jefferson, and she doesn't fit your usual, description or thought of, oh yeah, those people, those are those, you know, 60-plus, 8 years of age, or, you know, they're into this, you know, the state of Jefferson. They want things to go back the way it used to be. No, no, no. She is a lot different than that, and she represents many, many of the younger residents of the Northern California and the North State that would like to see big changes in how the state does business. So we'll have her on today, too, around 8 o'clock. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. Carl in the Bot, KCNR, 1460, your talk radio station.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And if you heard that, it must be that we're here with our Friday Pet of the Week with Haven Humane and Spencer. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have to turn you on again. Good morning. Are you still on here?
Okay. Good morning.
Okay, we've switched those mics around the other day there. I know nobody bothered telling Bob that, and he's just running the board. Hey, okay, well, what do we have here? This is just an adorable little puppy.
This morning I brought a little six-week-old pit bull puppy with me. Great dog. She's very sweet. She's solid white, rated for a family with kids of all ages. Her name is a little unique. It's Rose Murda.
Rose Murda. Okay, now, you know what? She's not totally white, though. She's got a little black eye. And it's like
a
little black, like a little stripe on her back. You know, I mean, it goes around her body. This is one of the cutest puppies I have ever seen. That little black eye reminds you of a dog in a movie. You know, I mean, that they paint.
Little Rascals?
Yeah, Little Rascals. That's it. Little Rascals. I mean, if a lot of people are going, huh? Little Rascals. Anyway, but it was a movie back then. But this one, you know, she's got a little spot over her eye, and it's just cute, and a little black nose. And she's adorable. She was licking my fingers.
And following me everywhere.
She follows. She's like, yeah, like you're the mama duck, and she just runs after. In fact, when you had her in her little carry pen, she didn't like that.
Not at all.
You were there, ignoring her, your baby there. So, you've got how many of these?
We have 7 of them, including her. Uh-huh. They're all the same age. Their mother actually came in and gave birth at our shelter.
Oh, that was, kind of like, was this on Christmas Day?
No,
it was last month. Okay, got it. All right.
But yeah, the mom gave birth at our shelter, and the pups are just now big enough. They're weaned off mom. They're eating food on their own. So they're ready to go to a new forever home. They're not quite big enough to be altered yet, though. So okay. Not quite big enough to be spayed or neutered. So what that means, though, is that you can take one of them home today. Anyone that you pick out, you can take home today.
Okay.
You would just bring it back in about 3 to 4 weeks for its spay or neutered.
Right, and you've already paid for it.
And you've already paid for it.
So you've already paid for it, so you want to come back and bring it back and have it spayed or neutered. But this is, if her brothers and sisters look like her, they're just adorable.
They are all adorable. There's some that are more black than white, and then uh-huh. There's some that are a lot more white than black. So.
Okay, so they're going to get to be about 50 pounds?
About 50 pounds right in there. We don't know what dad is. Obviously, we know what mom is because we have her at the shelter, but we're not quite sure what dad is. They're definitely a mix of some sort, but the primary breed in there is pit bull. Great dogs, though. You know, they have a bad rap, and
in many cases, they do.
And they do, and in my opinion, it's just because they've had bad owners. You know, they're not bad dogs. They don't come out wanting to fight and be aggressive dogs. You know, they come out being lovers.
They come back on being lovers.
Well, look at this dog. I mean, she's 6 weeks old, and she's just snuggling up right here on my arm. She's just happy to meet everybody. And
she is, and she came running into my office. You know, first of all, I heard her, and I thought there was somebody had left a puppy outside. Outside the, you know, in the back there, because we have a variety of Redding goes by through the in our parking area back there between us and the police station. In fact, you would probably be very surprised at the kind of people that walk through here. But some of them have dogs, and I thought, well, that's great. Somebody's left a puppy out. And it wasn't. It was your little dog running around the place and having a good time.
She was having a good time.
Yeah, so anyway, okay, how do they get a hold of you, Spencer?
Well, they could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653.
And this is, we're still at 100%?
Yeah, well, Paul's still there. You remember the Yellow Lab, Paul? But the good thing about Paul is he is actually going to be a drug and bomb detecting dog.
Well, you know what? Paul was a great dog. This was a purebred lab.
Yeah, yes it is.
And friendly. I mean, he was adorable.
The same day though, you had the officer from Anderson Police Department down here, and one of his buddies just happens to be in the bomb detection and decided that that would be the perfect dog for them. So.
Well, that's great. So he's gonna have a real job.
Yes, he is.
Well, that's good. And what's going on there with little Rose there?
She's getting a little anxious. She's ready to go.
Okay, she says, I'm ready to get down and run around some more here. Okay. All right, head on down to Haven Humane. She is adorable. And like I said, she's white with a little black spot around her eye and black nose. And she is not afraid to tell you that. Hey, okay, it's time to go. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and get a hold. This is a great little dog. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Crown Motors. Get huge savings now on every quality new and used vehicle on the lot. Save on new cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram. Year-end rebates, year-end discounts, and factory incentives available. And a huge selection of high-quality, reliable used vehicles priced to sell. It's the Crown Motors end of year clearance sale going on now. Stop in today at Crown Motors or online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the best in the West warranty. Redding Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Redding Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding. Always the right tire, always the right price.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's entertaining friends. Andy Green and Virginia are back in town. Andy used to run the Civic Center here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do something other people can't do when it comes to windshields. He can offer you a guarantee. From a little bitty chip up to cracks over 24 inches in length. And here's the thing about those little chips in your windshield. If they get water in them, which they will, and it freezes, it can expand that little chip into a large crack. So you want to catch it now. Head on down to 3208 Market Street in Reading or give Jeff a call at 241-8373, 241-8373. One of the people in our chat room here said that there seems to be on the November of 2014 ballot, it's an initiative that outlaws discrimination against marijuana users. It's to legalize, they're trying to get, I think they're the California Marijuana Initiative. The initiative is to legalize recreational marijuana. And, let me go back to it. Somebody just hopped on and just moves everything for me. It's to legalize, recreational marijuana was approved by the Secretary of State. Petitions will start circulating. The initiative outlaws discrimination against marijuana users. It appears to create a protected class who cannot be fired. An employee who comes to work too stoned to do a job cannot be fired. I don't think that's right. I mean, Bob, if you came into work too stoned or too drunk to come in and do your job, you would be fired. So why can't it be if you're too stoned? Or if you're under the influence of anything besides just a happy, happy time. Anyway, he expects, the writer expects, tomato growers in Butte counties and in South will switch to marijuana. Prices will fall sharply, supply up. Shasta County's multimillion-dollar pot growing industry will be unable to compete with UC Davis ag school-type mechanized capital intensity of large scale. Okay, I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, but it's probably true. Okay, what's happening around here in our town? You know what? Here's good news, end of the year.
the North State's economy seems to be on the rise. They've had, even though that, you know, when you start using statistics, it says official, okay, get this, official unemployment figures, for the first time in 5 years are in single digits. However, if you look at truly what unemployment rates are, you know, when you, you know, they don't count the people who have dropped out from looking for work. They don't count the ones that are underemployed, ones on two jobs. They don't count that. So I can't believe, you know, but officially, and if you want to feel good about it, you know, it's not, you know, if it's not true, then fine. Keep it, you can keep it officially at 9%. And however, if you look at the veterans, they're still in the double digits. 3% job growth. Home sales are up. New starts are up. New construction starts are up. Simpson University is building, you know, their new science building that's going to be able to take nurses, you know, all new sets of nurses and other things. The Mount Shasta Ski Park, if you're interested, is open. It opened up yesterday and will be open through Sunday. It's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's all man-made snow. I guess over in Tahoe, they've loaded up tons of man-made snow over there and they're using that. Unfortunately, if it's not for the man-made snow, you're not going to have anything up there. We usually go up to the mountains and do a day of snowmobiling. Not this year. Because the place we're going is just dry. And also that, you know, most people are glad to see 2013 end in polls they're having. The polls show that people are just, okay, I've had enough of 2013. You know, and it's time to start for 2014. About 30% of the people feel that, that it could be a better year. You know, that, it's gonna be better. Younger people usually feel better about it than older people, but it's gonna be, 2014 could be a better year. 2013 was it, you know, they said it was about the same. A lot of people said it was about the same as it was 2012. However, there were so many things that happened in 2013, and we've just got a series of stories here we're gonna talk about on the other side of the break about that. But, you know, the big thing is, that people are, you know, the indomitable spirit of Americans, even though that the president is says it's nothing that we're not that exceptional. He, of course, is wrong about that, too, in the sense that we are exceptional in many, 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 many ways. That's why when you start talking about the state of Jefferson and you start talking about it's that, oh, my gosh, it's a waste of time. Well, it's maybe not. It may not be a waste of time. Maybe that it's not going to happen in the next 5 years. But it could happen in the next 10 years because of the way things are changing and the political pressures and the economic pressures in the state and this nation. But the American people have this, I think, innate, sense that things are going to be better and they can make it better, that they believe still that if they work hard, that things are going to be, you know, that they can achieve things by working hard. They can achieve better results by working hard. Yeah, you know, you may be, you know, smaller, but you have to go against corporations, but you can still keep punching away. You can still keep trying. There's people still starting businesses every day. They're starting coffee shops. Now, starting a coffee shop, think about that. All around you are the big coffee shops. Starbucks, others, you know, they're all, you know, Starbucks, you know, like owns the brand, except all of a sudden, a few years ago, a place called Dutch Brothers opened. And they are, you know, I mean, they're in the midst of kicking butt everywhere. Bob, and I saw you like leaning in here.
Oh, I love Dutch Brothers.
No, I know. Yeah. Everybody around here does. And it's, you know, it's their, it's, I'm not saying anything against Starbucks. I mean, I could, but the fact is that Dutch Brothers supports the community and really supports the community. They, you know, Chris and Aaron are out there and they're supporting the community. Their people support the community and Dutch Brothers offers a good product. So, you've got that, but you've also got, but see, that shows spirit that people are willing to go against, you know, the big names and the big companies to do that. You start other things. You see other businesses starting. You see people entrepreneurship that they still believe that they can make it and they can make it big, that they can make a living by what they're thinking, by their hard work and by not working for other people. Wow. Yeah, you've got so many people working for the government. I mean, I worked for the government, you could say, for 30 years. I was in the military, working for the government. But since then, I have always worked on my own, in my own contracts, my own companies. I know many other people have done that. So you still believe that you know that you can still make it on your own. And I believe that. I believe that in this country. And I believe that people, if you give them a chance, you're going to see the economy coming back hard if you just get off their back. And one of the ways you get off their back is by taking this onerous health bill and changing it, putting it on hold, doing something, changing it so that it's not, you know, so people actually know what the hell's going on with it and companies know what's going on with it. You can't just keep changing things. It's against the Constitution. It's a law. It doesn't seem to stop them. And now people are confused on it. But see, this all has to do with how we're going to expand next year in business. Okay. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the transgender bill here in the state of California and some of the big stories that have hit this country and the world in the past year in 2013. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:31, and if we're not talking about it, maybe it's not important enough to even think about. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's taking care of friends. They're in town here today. 33 degrees. Is that right? 33 degrees right now?
I believe that's about right.
Okay, because we haven't changed that in the morning either for about 3 or 4 days, and we're not changing our the forecast of it going to be 70 today. I mean, I'm sending that out to people, and people are not believing this. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Estate Granite, and Things. Mike Huber. can handle anything from a granite kitchen, making your building a granite kitchen for you, making it over, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Start off your new year with a new kitchen, with a true artist and somebody that will give you a great deal and make your kitchen absolutely fabulous, as he did ours. Give him a call at 241-7866, Mike Huber, or check out Estate Granite and Things. Okay, the transgender law. You know, when this thing was passed, a lot of consternation, and so much consternation that 700,000 signatures, from what I understand, were gathered to put it on an initiative. And right now, they are all the counties are right now studying the initiative that are studying the signatures, so they can see how many of them are good. And this will probably be on the ballot. Once they say it's made the ballot, then the transgender law, which is supposed to start on January 1st, which then opens up all locker rooms, sports teams, bathrooms to those whose gender is how you, what you claim your gender is. In other words, if you're in eighth grade and at this point, you now, the child, teenager, young teenager, the adolescent believes that they are a female and they've been a male up to then. They can now use the restrooms. They can be on the sporting teams. They can be and use the locker rooms. So now they're trying to figure that out. All the school administrators, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? How do we keep some kind of semblance of privacy for the younger kids that think that this is, they don't understand this, why there's somebody of the opposite sex walking around the bathroom with them? What happens when the sports teams travel? Who sleeps where? Both kind of, I mean, these are a lot of questions that when we called the office of the man who wrote this, I mean, who was De Leon, whoever it was, may not have been him, it could have been somebody else, but we never talked to him because, oh, we've already passed that. We talked to his chief of staff. And of course, his answer to this was, I said, well, this isn't very, you're not giving a lot of direction here. Well, we think it's better that the school, you know, the county school boards figure this out and say how it's going to work for them. Well, okay, that's cool. And the cost of this, of course, will be borne by the our school boards and our taxes on our schools from our local areas here, probably. Because, you know, are you going to make different bathrooms? Are you going to make it a genderless bathroom? And the sports teams. What happens if, you know? And they had this happen one time. They had the transsexual, the guy that started playing tennis, 6'2", playing tennis in the on the professional league. Now, he never was that good. He was never that good a player. But still, what happens if you have things like this happening? Anyway, we'll find out. It's up in the air right now, and everybody is we'll talk to somebody in the school administration around here to say, hey, how are you guys handling this thing? You know, so they use, I'm sure they're using common sense and how it should work. Okay. Some of the things that have happened in the last year. What are some of the biggest stories, would you say? How about this? How about the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial? It was a trial that nobody really won. Even though Zimmerman was found not guilty, totally not guilty, of killing Trayvon Martin. It was self-defense. They never used, even though people don't seem to understand this, they never used the stand your ground, defense that a lot of people thought they were using. They didn't use that. It was front page news for months. Zimmerman's life was forever changed. Of course, Trayvon Martin's life was forever changed. The families were in it. And of course, President Obama got into it. And when he took sides, when he said Trayvon Martin could be his son, and which was, you know, that was one of those really great things that the president did, you know, somewhat like when he was up in Connecticut and said that the police erred in what they did with the college professor. As it turns out, that Obama was wrong, is that the college professor had erred in doing the things he had done that got him arrested. But at the end of this, when the trial was finally over and it was obvious, you know, like halfway through the trial, that there was nothing they had on Zimmerman. Zimmerman had gotten beaten up. His head was smashed. The guy had him down on the ground, was beating his head on the ground. There was nothing there. The witness they had changed her story five times. There was nothing there, and it was obvious he was going to be found not guilty. So then they tried to change it over to, you know, to other things, in it, but it didn't work. And Obama and Zimmerman was found not guilty. Now, this is what Obama did that was right. After it was over, the president said, justice has been served. He has had his trial. He has been found not guilty. And that, I think that was a good thing. So it was, you know, taking sides early on, but then trying to, you know, settle it at the end. Is it over? Probably not, because in the sense of that Zimmerman, every time you turn around, he's back in the papers again. He's been arrested for this. He's been stopped for speeding for this. So his name will forever be out there. It's almost like a Rodney King thing. Rodney King could gets arrested for something, and it's front page news. Or not maybe front page news anymore, but it's still in the news. And so his life has forever changed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a number of other stories here for the next few minutes, and that throughout until New Year's Eve, and we're going to be talking about the big stories, sports stories, human interest stories, those people that died, and try and catch everything up here, along with our regular guest list here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no...
This is Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Lighty, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the Wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Let's beat that drum. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Gosh, December the 27th, it is 7:44 in the morning. Gosh, Friday, we're quickly leaving this, we're leaving this year. Is anybody still trying to give out Christmas presents, still getting Christmas presents. I think my sister is supposed to get my Christmas present today that I sent to her. I can blame it on UPS, but that's really not what happened, of course. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's for that coffee. It's 33, 34 degrees. It tastes so good, and it warms your hands. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts. You're always treated very, 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 very well at Tobacco and Brew by the employees there. And, of course, Joe and Shelley do so much for our town in so many different ways. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Lance Armstrong. Bob, when you heard that, you know, Lance Armstrong finally admitted that he had been doping. You know, all these years I defended this guy. They never found anything. You know, he said, look, what's wrong with, you know, he says, yeah, I had cancer, you know, I did this and, you know, and I came back and, you know, the guy was an animal on the mountains. I mean, this is where he would kill people. He had a great team. And then you find out. And then he, and from what I understand, he beat it. No, he beat it. It's when he came back for the Olympics, because he couldn't stand being out of the limelight. When he came back from the Olympics, the statute of limitations started again. And this time they got him. They started the testing and they got other people in there. And Lance Armstrong this year confessed to doping in everything, all of his Tour de France's, in the Olympics. Everything. He had cheated the whole time. I mean, what? I mean, that was a terrible, terrible feeling. What a letdown that here's a guy that you thought had overcome cancer, who had come and made a, you know, had made statements, had, who had done so many things for people, had these great charities that were working, all of these things. And then you find out that, hey, this guy that kids looked up to, and a lot of other people looked up to him for his abilities, had been cheating.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I defended the guy over the years.
Yeah.
And you wanted to believe him.
You wanted to believe that somebody could be good and that he was not cheating, even though that they were finding people cheating all around him, that he was the king of bicycle, of racing, of the tours, the guy that could do it. And I still don't know what he was cheating on. I mean, all these tests they took on him. Obviously, they didn't pick up what he was using. And I'm not even sure what he was using. But it must have been so subtle that it wasn't detectable. But it yet enhanced his abilities. Plus, not only did he lose all the endorsements, he gave his medals back. He had to give up back all the trophies. He had to give back, you know what? And he's got sued for millions by companies that had, you know, given him money.
And he had thrown some of his teammates under the bus along the way. A very nice guy, as it turns out.
Yeah. Okay. Another big story we have here. I mean, I'm not even going to mention Obamacare, because that's still going on. How about the Boston Marathon bombings? Had a huge impact on our country. Happened on April 15th, and of course, on the Boston Marathon Day. 3 killed, 264 injured by 2 pressure cooker bombs. They made them out of pressure cookers that they had learned about online when they were in their Al-Qaeda training, when they were back in Chechnya or in Pakistan when they went back. 2 Chechen brothers who had immigrated here years and years ago. I mean, they were part of the American dream here. One was killed in a police shootout. I believe a policeman was killed. You know, like, I'm not sure about that. An employee was killed and they took his gun. He was shot several times, and then the older brother, and then the younger brother, when he was trying to escape, ran over him and supposedly killed the brother. That was enough to kill him. The other one was captured after a manhunt that was unbelievable, where they told people to stay inside. We're down the streets of Boston where these armored vehicles, with cops hanging on either side of them. People were ordered to stay in their homes. Martial law practically was instituted. Now, this was, which is almost another thing, too, is that they shut down Boston, and they were looking for him. And these two guys, their plan was, it wasn't a very well-thought-out plan. First of all, that they, after they blew up, they had the two pressure cookers, and the next one was they were going to attack, and they had more pressure cooker bombs, going to attack New York. They were going to head up to New York and attack there. And of course it didn't work because so many cameras were there. So many, they were identified almost immediately. And then the search. I guess one of the most, you know, when you're watching it, because they had, you know, cameras on everything, is when that first bomb went off, and then that second bomb went off, and then how Boston turned and started helping the wounded, and how people were taken down to the hospital. You know, it was called Boston Strong. How they, you know, how they, took care of the wounded, how everything was handled. I mean, when you start getting 264 wounded into it, this isn't a battlefield. So those hospitals were being inundated. Now, not all of them were injured badly, but over 15 people lost limbs. This is how powerful this bomb, these two bombs were. You think about a pressure cooker. And it killed three, but people around the bombs lost limbs, blew their legs off, blew their arms off. I mean, these things, you know, I was thinking, oh, pressure cooker, I mean, how bad, well, having been around these things, you can understand it. But this was a huge, huge story during 2013. And the reason why, motivated by extreme Islamic beliefs. This was what he said, that, the Americans were wrong. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, you know, a couple of the things that have hit the world that have affected us. You know, there are so many different stories that it's not just here that affected us in the United States or the North State, but affected the world. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm a mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havila Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at NOVB.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. 33 degrees out there, going to be out to 70 today. Brought to you, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Propane Gas. Their customers are warm friends, family-owned, locally operated, family-owned, family-operated, locally based here, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Good people down there. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Yes, this is time to get, you know, go on down there, get yourself a new car, truck, SUV for the year, for 2014. Great deals right now. They're trying to get rid of all those 2013s. This is a great time to do it. Head on down, Redding Crown Motors, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. They will give you a great deal, great trade-ins, everything. Now, through the first of the year, Redding Crown Motors. Go on down there, just check it out. Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership right here in Redding. Redding Crown Motors, our North State jewel. We're getting things on the chat room from one of our friends, Jimmy. And welcome back, Jimmy. He works in down south. He says, I don't think anyone in L.A. area knows their autos have turn signals. At the traffic signals, it seemed it was protocol for three people to run every red light. No kidding. Every time. And then almost impossible for a CCW, a concealed carry weapon holder, to go anywhere. Seems most of the shops and attractions have metal detectors at the entrances. Well, what if you, do they have, I was wondering if they have guards there too. With the metal detectors, or just the metal detectors go off while you walk in there? And can you just say that, do they have, you know, they can't, they can ask you to leave. But they can't, I don't think they can bar you from carrying. They, that would be the thing. All right. A couple other big news here. How about this? We're going to be going over a lot of these here over the next, couple days, but, super typhoon, Haiyan hit the Philippines. You know, we get all excited when we have, you know, a storm goes through and we have three people killed. And you should care about that. And we have disasters where there's 100 people injured and all this. In the Philippines, this super typhoon went through there, killed 5,000 people, 800,000 were evacuated from areas, and over 2 million people were homeless at the end of this typhoon. 2 million homeless. 5,000 killed. So what's that wipe out? Does that wipe out, Cottonwood and Anderson? Dead. You know, that's how many killed. 800,000 evacuated. That means all of the North State, practically, would have to leave. And then, 2 million homeless. Well, that would be, it's everything probably in Sacramento up would be without a home. I mean, you start thinking about it. That was a big story. And of course, Pope Benedict, for the first time, the 16th, the first time in 598 years a pope retired. He says, you know what? I just can't handle this anymore. It's too much. First time in 598 years. Well, they didn't really, you know what? That's never happened before. So they had, people were just, they started rolling in there. And within 24 hours of them starting to take the vote, sometimes this can go on for weeks, they had made a decision. Pope Francis became the pope. And less than 24 hours of voting. He follows the St. Francis of Assisi's teachings, which is why he wanted to be called, Francis. And he was a humble, low-key, wants to help those in poverty. So when you think about it, it's a little bit of a change, but then he's been making statements that have gotten some people a little bit riled. But the fact is Pope Benedict drives an old car. He lives in a very small place. He is not somebody that is into the trappings, you might say, of the higher religious order. If you've ever been to the Vatican, you know what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful place, extremely, extremely beautiful. And it was built with, millions and millions and millions of dollars, had to be. And but he is, I'm not saying is that the, Catholic priests are into money and all these things. I'm just saying is that in the past, there's a certain image out there, but that Pope Francis seems to be changing that here. That's one of the big stories. All these big stories happened in 2013. And we're going to take a break here for the news. And we come back, we've got Caleb Brown with us. He's going to be talking about the state of Jefferson. We're talking about the next generation of people who say, you know what, we're very concerned about what's happening to our state and if it's going to be able to even make it through so that when my child starts school, that we're going to actually have a state or an education system or the ability to send a kid to school. And what's going to be even be happening in the schools, what's going to be, you know, being taught in the schools. Do we have anything to say about that? And obviously, if you live in the North State, your chance to say anything and to have your viewpoints approved are really, really almost becoming non-existent. But that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. Caleb Brown and the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Branches were coming down left and right.
That's what Jim Lancaster told WZZM-TV about being iced in at his house in Hastings, Michigan. Despite the cold and no power, Bob Johnson says he and his family enjoyed Christmas in Pittston, Maine.
We had a Christmas Eve get-together at my sister's house, and we had some leftovers from that. And pretty much we didn't eat a heck of a lot, you know, just a lot of, you know, cold foods and, you know, lunch meat, that type of thing.
Emergency personnel rushed to the scene today in Beirut, Lebanon. Former Lebanese minister and opposition figure Mohammed Chatib was killed in a car bomb in the central part of the city. The BBC's Rami Rahouam has a report.
Broken glass lined the streets leading to the blast scene, which was swiftly sealed off by security forces. Inside the police lines, forensic teams examined the twisted lump believed to be part of the car which exploded. Everyone seemed to be asking the same question. Why Mohammed Chatib? A soft-spoken ex-minister, he was close to the leader of the March 14 bloc, which opposes Hezbollah and the Syrian government.
That's the BBC's Rami Rahim reporting from Beirut, Lebanon. General Motors and its main Chinese partners sent to recall almost 1.5 million cars in China to replace a bracket that secures a fuel pump. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
China's product quality agency says the recall involves 1.2 million Buick Excels made from 2006 through part of last year. Also included are 250,000 Chevrolet sales produced between April 2009 and October 2011, as well as some made in 2012. The agency says the bracket to be replaced may crack and in extreme cases cause a fuel leak.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fluctuating a bit in early trading, starting off with a fairly strong gain. Now the Dow has given up some ground. It's off by just about 10 points at this hour. Yesterday, the Dow picked up 122. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
An ice-breaking ship called the Snow Dragon has drawn close to a ship that's been trapped in Antarctic ice ever since Christmas Eve, raising hopes that a rescue is imminent. Expedition leader Chris Turney telling Britain Sky News that the mere sighting of that vessel has raised morale on board.
A huge sense of relief at the moment. It's not quite here yet, but at least we can see it now, which is a huge improvement in our prospects from a few hours ago.
The Russian ship got stuck in the ice on Tuesday. The ship was not in danger of sinking. There were ample supplies for the 74 scientists, tourists, and crew on board, but the vessel simply couldn't budge. Three icebreakers have been trying to work their way to the trapped vessel ever since the distress call came in. An official report says at least 34 children have died in relief camps set up for thousands of people who fled their homes during Hindu-Muslim clashes that happened in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh in September of this year. This is SRN News. Big multi-million dollar water projects are back in vogue as a rare focus of concord in a dysfunctional Congress. Republicans and Democrats have found little in common ground this year. They are rallying around legislation they hope to pass early next year. A Senate bill authorizes about $12.5 billion for such efforts. Concern about a defense bill that was signed by President Obama yesterday with respect to religious freedom. It provides for free speech, but in a limited way, according to Chaplain Ron Cruz, Executive Director of the Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty.
Some commands and some senior chaplains have even issued guidance to evangelical chaplains that they could not pray in Jesus' name.
And Cruz, who is Executive Director of the Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty, says he believes that the military should allow troops with a religious belief that marriage is only between a man and woman to speak their mind. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is entertaining guests we've had that came in visiting us from Arkansas. From Benton, Arkansas, where the home of Walton's and, you know, where Walmart and Sam's Club and many others. And we're going to talk about that, a little bit at some point, maybe not today, but what Benton, Arkansas has done to build their industry there. Of course, when you have Walton, the Waltons living there, and, you know, the headquarters of Walmart and Sam's Club, that probably helps right there. You know, it's probably one of the richest families in the world, if not one of the richest families in the world. But good morning. Today, December the 27th, 2 days after Christmas, quickly running out of time for this year. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. People in our chat room, good morning, Robert, Jimmy, Sonny. Gosh, let me see who else in there. Oh, Sally, hello. But let's start off with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the Dow Jones is down 17 points at 16,462. The S&P 500 is also down a point and a half at 1,840, and the Nasdaq is down 9 points at 4,158. Active stocks today include Twitter, down $3.83 at $69.47, and Facebook is down 89 cents at $56.83. Local stocks include PG&E, down a quarter at $40.29, and Pepsi is up 42 cents at $82.89. Turning to the bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.918% and the 10-year bond yielding 2.987%. Gold is up $2.90 at $1,215.20. Silver is up 12 cents at $20.04. And oil is up 88 cents at $100.43. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Carolyn. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here today. Every day, Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 243-7561. Here they are. They know what's going on. They're there early in the morning. They're checking what's happening in your investments, what's happening, the latest in the market. And you want somebody that's local that you can talk to, you can go face to face with and say, okay, what should we be doing here? What should be my next move? Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive. Okay, let me see. Let's do some weather here, Bob.
Right you are, Carl. We have more unseasonably warm conditions to close out 2013. Mostly sunny skies today through New Year's, with a high of 65 today, 70 on Saturday, and 71 on Sunday. Overnight low should be around 40. And for New Year's Day Wednesday, they're forecasting mostly sunny skies and a high of 66.
My goodness. No rain. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest today, Kayla Brown.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Yes, she does sound young, doesn't she? No. How are you, Kayla?
I'm doing very well.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but let's introduce you. You're, you are, you're from up here in the North State.
Yeah, born and raised up here.
And you graduated from?
I actually didn't graduate from high school. I dropped into college.
You dropped into college.
I dropped into college. Yep. Yeah,
but you graduated from college at an early age.
I did. I graduated from Chico State University when I was 20.
So you're kind of bored in, in the lower,
I was very bored in high school.
Well, you know, that happens. Because it's meant to be for that certain group of people. And yeah. It keeps getting a little bit lower.
Yeah, they always deal for the average. So if you're below that, you're working really hard. If you're above that, you're just sailing. So I decided that I wanted to go to college instead. My brother had just gone to college. So I had senioritis when I was a sophomore. So I left during my junior year, and I went to college instead.
So you went to college instead.
Yep.
How'd you do that? Did they just let you in?
I took the California High School Proficiency Exam, which is like your GED for kids under 18. It basically says that you could have passed high school if you wanted to, but you didn't want to. So I did Shasta College, and I did the two-year degree in one. And then I went down to Chico State, and I did the last 2 years. And now I'm going to grad school at AMU.
At AMU, that's...
Yeah. American Military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, but when you got out of college... Mm-hmm. You didn't find a job around here, though.
No, I couldn't get a job in California, so I went to Moscow, Russia.
Yeah, what was your degree in?
I got my my bachelor's degree. My major was in early American history, and my minor was creative writing.
Okay, and so where did you try and find jobs with that?
I tried to find jobs in California, but in the California educational system, you have to have a master's degree or a teaching credential, which would have cost another about $10,000 at the time. So I looked at several other states, but the economy was so impacted in 2010 when I graduated that there was no way I was going to get a job in that field. So I tried looking at a couple other jobs, but they're all part-time or they were like an internship type of position. So I, you can't support yourself on that. So I was like, well, I learned Russian while I was at university. Might as well go use it. So I decided to teach overseas instead, and I went to Moscow, Russia.
So you went to Moscow, Russia, and you taught over there. You taught English over there.
I taught English, yeah, for 7 months.
For 7 months.
It was very cold.
Well, not like here, though.
Not like this last Christmas.
As cold as it is here, right?
Okay. Yeah, you'd be walking down the street, and your eyelashes would freeze. So you'd have to knock off the icicles, or they'd scratch your eyes, and then you'd have to move the scarf around on your mouth, or you'd breathe in all the exhaled water that would freeze on your scarf. So it was cold.
It's pretty brutal there.
Yes.
When they talk cold, they mean cold.
Yes. Negative 40 with the windshield cold.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Kayla's our guest today. Not to talk about her time in Russia, though that is probably interesting. It's more interesting than some of the other people we've had on here. But we're going to talk about your thoughts about why the state of Jefferson. I mean, you are – how old are you?
23.
And so you're interested in this. This is something that's become your passion, which usually you don't see in people maybe as young as you are. But you're just part of a movement here that is a young group of people, numerous people that want to see something different. And I don't really blame you. So we'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection? I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright.
a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was this astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing, actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be, and isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this: love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dan Fagan.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Beginning in January, you can hear the Dan Fagan Show live right here on KCNR AM 1460. The show is compelling, entertaining, and sometimes we are accidentally funny.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
We're the only locally broadcast afternoon talk show. Join us.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's taking care of friends who are in town here from Arkansas. 8:16 in the morning. The phone lines here are 605-4567, and our, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody, that's in here now. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, it's still 33 degrees at night, 34 degrees at night, and it still, it gets cold in your house, so you still need your heaters working. And with the cost of electricity, you want the heaters to be working correctly, and you want them to be, you know, you want your air ducts to be, you know, to not have a bunch of holes in them, and the filters to be cleaned, and it just to work. Well, who? Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. I can't say enough about it. They're how professional they are, how quick they work, how well they work. They offer a lot of things you don't get in other companies. They, you know, put in extra things, and they offer they can offer you guarantees and warranties also that you don't see in every other heating and air profession around here. But give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest today is Kayla Brown, and Kayla is 23 years old, is a graduate of Chico State, is working on her master's right now from American Military University, taught English in Moscow, Russia for 7 months, and is back here in Reading now, and has gotten involved in the state of Jefferson.
Yep.
Why?
mostly because growing up, we're always taught that, you know, you vote, and when you vote, it makes a difference. But in looking at California, in the North State, all of the North State can vote one way. All of the North State. And LA votes another way, LA wins. That's not right. Period, end of story. It's that simple. It's
if one district in LA votes.
If one district, yes. Let's make it even worse.
Let's talk truth here. If one district in LA votes one way, and everybody in the North State voted another way.
Exactly.
We still lose.
And that is very devastating to the North State, because that's been going on since 1964 when Reynolds v. Sims was passed by the Supreme Court.
And what is that?
Reynolds v. Sims is a Supreme Court decision that, instead of taking like the federal model where senators are not only geographically based, where each state has two senators, period, end of story, no matter if you're Rhode Island or if you're Alaska, there's two senators, so that everybody's on equal representation. State of California is very similar to that, where it was geographically based. Now it's completely population based. And the problem with that is LA just one district is the same size as the entirety of Northern California. So when LA votes one way, that's the way that it is, and it's ruining our economy up here because the problems that LA has is not the same problems that Northern California has, simply because we are so rural and spread out. We live much more on the agrarian society of the North State, whereas in the city, they're more retail-based. And educate, or not education, but they're more retail and they're more,
they have a different lifestyle.
Just a very different lifestyle.
And
yeah.
Things that impact on them, like, the septic systems and the wells that are along the coast there are completely different than where they are up here.
Yes.
And like you said, we rely, and I haven't heard this in a while, the agrarian society, where even though we're living in the city of Reading, we still are surrounded by croplands, by people who make their living in agriculture, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is California's still number one cash crop is agriculture.
Which is surprising because in 1994, if we were at 100% our capacity, today we're at 28% of that. That's how much we have lost of our economy here in the North State because places like LA and San Francisco and San Diego are deciding what's best for us. They're decimating our economy with that.
So we've gone down to 28% of what we made when?
In 1994. In 1994. 20 years.
In 20 years.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen in the next 10 years?
It's going to keep dwindling if we don't overturn Reynolds versus Sims or if we don't create our own state.
Okay, so the chance of overturning that, because it's based on population and people are saying, mm-hmm. well, wait a minute, trees don't count. Trees don't vote.
They don't.
Trees don't vote. Cows don't vote. Mm-hmm. Avocados don't vote. Too bad. Because then we control it. So if they don't vote, then but the people vote, and we should care about people and not avocados. But in between there, the people that raise the avocados have been forgotten.
They have. And right now we're an electoral district, basically meaning that it's everybody's in a certain district, and you vote for that person in that district.
That's right.
But there are seven states that are at-large congressional districts. Those are Wyoming, Alaska, Delaware, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Vermont. They have essentially overturned the Reynolds versus Sims law. They have made it both population and geographically based.
I like that. And
so
let's talk about that right after. We're going to take a quick break, and let's talk about that when we get back, because what that would do is give us an ability then to have a say in probably the Senate.
Exactly. It would. It would give us as many as about 10 senators.
There we go.
Depending on how they split it up.
And which would then give us the ability to do some, to at least hold things.
Exactly.
And at least be able to get a bill out into the, onto the floor. And we'll be right back. My guest is Caleb Brown, and we're talking State of Jefferson and why.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 8:24 in the morning, 33 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. As I just choked on the microphone. My guest is Kayla Brown. And Kayla, her story is a great story. She dropped into college. I love that. Dropped into college at a very early age, graduated when she was 20, with her degree, you know, double degrees there, goes to Moscow, Russia to teach English, comes back, gets married, is in a military family. He gets out. They're back here. She's going, getting her master's now, and has gotten involved in the state of Jefferson, and she's telling us why. Well, but Kayla, I mean, those are good reasons, but but why you, and why now? I mean, what lit the fire for you to, because you are becoming obviously a very articulate spokesperson for this, but why?
It actually started, 12, 13 years ago. I've been a Civil Warian actor since 2001. And we were driving up the I-5 going to Wairika for a Civil War reenactment. And I looked out one
Civil
of the
Civil War reenactment, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I looked out one of the windows as one of my buddies was driving, and I saw that barn on the side of the road, the one that says State of Jefferson on the top of it. And I remember going, well, I've never heard of a State of Jefferson, you know? So I asked them what it meant, and he told me back then that, you know, it was Northern California basically saying, we're not represented, nobody's listening to us. And that was way back in the 40s. And I'm going, man, that's like the dinosaur age. I was 11 at the time. I heard
How's
about
that
this.
Make you feel there, Bob, you old dinosaur, you. Anyway, keep going, Cone, keep going.
So I heard about it, and I'd always been interested, and for the next 12 years, I was going, why isn't anybody doing this? This is a great idea. This would bring back representation. This would give us our ability to say what's best for us. And then it wasn't until I actually moved back last November that the rumblings of the State of Jefferson started again. And I was up at the Siskiyou County vote back at the beginning of September, and I dragged my husband and my baby to it. And, you know, we got the vote, and I was like, yes, finally, people are finally bringing this back. We finally had enough. And so that's really where it all started again for me. And I just started going to all the meetings and everything like that. And then I'm sitting before you today because, you know, it was one of those things where I'm not doing this, you know, for me. You know, I could be on the radio show. Robert could. Anybody could be sitting here today telling you about why the State of Jefferson is important. But I have an 11-month-old at home, and I fear the day that he turns 18 and realizes that the federal and the Republican form of government that we have in the United States doesn't work here in California, and that no matter which way he votes, it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
And if all of his friends vote the same way, and
exactly,
the people up here are voting. And if you take a look at a number of things here, we got questions coming in for you on the chat room. And if you've got a question for Kayla, I'm sure she's going to be able to answer it. So give us a call at 605-4567. The bottom line here is that if we're going to have any type of say in the government of California, one of two things has got to happen. One, we've got to have representation down there, so they have to repeal that one act. Or two, you have to have your own state.
Exactly.
You have to split off, because obviously right now it's not working.
It's not. It's not working at all.
It's working fine if you're a Democrat.
If you live in the city.
If you live in the city.
Yeah.
But if you don't live in the city, then you start making these weird laws, you know, when you start getting into it. And it's not just on things like, where the money's going, which is a big thing, but it's also things like, the Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Gets hammered. Because people in the cities have a different outlook on, in many cases, have a different outlook about what Second Amendment means.
Well, they do, and until something bad happens to them,
right,
and then they become a proponent of it.
Yeah.
So.
Are there any things, here's a couple of questions coming in. Is there any new legislation being pushed to make any of this happen, or anything even being introduced? Is there anything happening down in Sacramento?
Well, right now, Tim Draper has put in an initiative to the Attorney General to create a six-state
Now, Tim Draper is the that billionaire from
he
Southern
is.
California.
Yeah, that's the only legislation And it's not even legislation. It was turned into the Attorney General so that I believe he could get the ballot initiatives to get a million signatures to put it on the ballot to have people vote for it. But that's not how you create a state. You create a state using Section 3, Article 4 of the Constitution, where you take a declaration to your county board of supervisors. They vote majority. You collect all those together, and you take them to the state senate and state house. Mm-hmm. They vote on it, and you take it over to D.C. That's really the only way to create a state. So I'm not sure what the ballot initiative would even do except for polling the people of the local area to see how many actually are a majority of it, like Tehama County will be doing in June.
Right, and they're doing that. So what it would be is just a statewide referendum that says, yeah, we believe we should be split out in other states. But I think that people might be surprised.
I think that they would.
Because there's 25% that approved that. I mean, if you look at this very unscientific poll in the Record Searchlight, it was like 72%. But that's from up here. And people that were on, you know, that pay the money to be on their site or check their site out.
Exactly.
But I think you'd be surprised that there's probably places in Southern California.
Oh, there are.
That are just, they are kind of in the same strait as we are.
Well, it's not so much Northern California, Southern California. It's those in the rural counties. Every rural county in California has been hit drastically by this. And with CARB going through, it's going to make it even worse.
CARB. We need to talk about that. But we're going to take a quick break. But as soon as we come back, let's talk about CARB because I was telling, here's the best thing when you have people, that friends that used to live here and lived here for several years, when they leave for 4 or 5 years. And then they come back and they say, well, what's new? And you start ticking off these things to them.
Same thing
they're just
happened
sitting
to me.
There looking at you. I mean, I've got friends that I've served with for 30 years and I said, hey, you ever thought about coming out here? And I get back a message that goes, brah! You know, anyway.
Sounds about right. Yep.
We'll be right back.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at novb.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Customize that ride. Lift it, lower it, or make it tow ready. Redding Tire Factory can customize your vehicle and all you have to do is hit the road. Edge products, super chips, two different spray and bed liners, camper shells, tonneau covers, running boards, much, much more. For campers and RVers, we have goosenecks, airbags, shocks, tow bars, and can even take care of your wiring needs. Come by Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California Street and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabat. Linda is with our friends this morning from Arkansas, who they can't believe. They used to live here for, you know, several years, and we've been telling them what's been happening since they've been left, and they're sitting there with their mouths open. They don't believe all of this stuff is happening. That's, of course it's happening. I mean, I don't make it up here. I mean, you can see it and just look at the papers, if this is happening. But the best thing about right now, though, is that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, our friends there, DC Tim and the Man in Black, getting ready for the new year. You know what? Seniors and veterans always get discounts down there. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. No, and Kayla, you're sitting there, you're laughing, but it's true. Man's last stronghold. You go in there and take the little one in there and you can sit there and read the Car and Track and Guns and Ammo and all these National Geographic. Awesome. Oh, it's a great place. You know, it's heads on the wall and all that, but it's, really good people in there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Okay. My guest is Kayla Brown, and we're talking about State of Jefferson and other things that are happening. And Bob's on the phone. Is there people calling in here, Bob, or you're just calling the pizza place? He's not listening. Okay, Kayla, okay, we were talking about CARB. Let's hit that.
CARB, essentially, they found diesel particulates in the air, and so they're taking these filters, putting them on trucks, and they're hoping that it'll clean up the air. But the problem with that is, I went to the CARB meeting that was down at the Reading City Council chambers. Oh my goodness, 3 weeks ago, something like that. Yeah, like December 5th or something. And I was looking through every piece of literature that they handed out, and they probably killed the entire forest to give us all this literature. There was not one citation in any of that literature. Not one. Not a study saying this is where you can go to find the actual information where we glean this and where we put our legislative processes through because of. And on their PowerPoint, they didn't have any citations on there either. So that's very disturbing because every single citation they had was directing us directly to the airresourcesboard.com. So CARB basically, it seems to me at this point, is they're trying to clean up the air, but in doing it, they're going to destroy an entire economy by doing it. They're going to destroy the trucking economy. For us who don't work in the trucking economy, we kind of go, oh, well, you know, that really stinks for them. Okay. But the problem with that is trucking brings every piece of merchandise. It brings all of our food. It brings our fuel. Everything that comes into the North State comes in on trucks. It affects everybody.
And then the cost of it, because it's going to be something like $30,000
a truck. Per filter.
Like this. So that means they've got to pass this on to people. Now, it also means people with maybe a two or three truck company.
Yeah, and I think they got a 1 year waiver or something like that. But
it could put them out of business.
Changing. And a lot of trucking companies are going out of business. Several are going 1 mile on the other side of the Oregon or the Nevada borders just to, you know, say, we're done with this, we're done with California.
And they're registering up there?
And they're registering in other states, and they're just not going to come into California.
They're not going to come into California?
They're not going to come in. They're gone.
Can California stop trucks that don't meet this? Is this what you're saying? Is
if every truck that comes into California
has to
must
meet
have
the
this
California
filter.
Restrictions.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good way to
destroy everything.
I didn't realize they were taking care. I mean, other trucks, I know people probably told me this, that other trucks coming into the state of California also had to meet the California restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every single truck.
Well, somebody just wrote down, it says it will hurt everyone. Per mile rates are going to skyrocket, here because of that. And then the cost of everything, of course, will go up.
Everything.
And then because there'll be less trucks coming in. It's this plan to, it's like making guns a certain way. You've got to meet certain requirements in California. Well,
it's a regulation monopoly. That's what it is.
And it is. And they will keep making these regulations till people stop. You know, companies say, I'm not going to make a pistol that just meets California standards because they don't make any sense. So they'll stop offering them for sale. Mm-hmm. So it's a long-term plan to eventually take all the weapons off the market and ammo. And and now with something like this, that's going to, but the economy is fragile at the very best.
Especially in the North State.
And especially in the North State, because you just see now is that, unemployment's come down to single digits, which of course we all know is a lie. Because, you know, you could say official numbers.
When you look at our U6 numbers, we're still some of the highest in the nation.
The what?
the way that unemployment is broken down, you got U1 through U6.
Right.
And
okay.
The U6 unemployment is the total unemployment, including those who've dropped out of the workforce
yes.
because of it. And those numbers are the ones that people actually need to look at and report on, because those are the real numbers.
Absolutely. Those are the ones that have stopped looking for work, or the ones that are underemployed.
Underemployed,
yes. And you look at that. And
that's
then you look on
one.
Top of that, the veterans. The veterans numbers are still double digit and high double digits throughout mm-hmm. the nation. So to say that we're at 9% here is, you know, at a misnomer at the very best, and is, you know, should be have, you know, right behind that, the official numbers, and it should be in parentheses, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Should
well,
have
if you,
that.
If you look at California's numbers and they say, well, we're at 9%, then why are 23.5% of your population in poverty? 23.5% of California's population is under the poverty line. 23%, 1.5% more, and under the UN regulations, we're considered a third world country.
With 1% more?
With 1.5% more.
Well, we can do that. This is 2014, and Obamacare is really going to kick in. We can go for that.
Yeah.
The third world nation. You mean up here in the North State or just California?
California
as a
whole.
By itself.
Yes. The shining beacon on the hill of California.
They don't seem to understand this. They're still trying to build a high-speed railway, which is not high-speed.
No.
It's not high speed. It wasn't going to be high speed because mm-hmm. they were going to have to slow down, because the tracks, the way the environment
yep.
was in the land. And then I understand they were even going to have to change trains at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Through the cities, you're going to have to get on the local transportation to get back onto the other one to go through. It's ridiculous. Well, the thing is, our legislators and our senators have no clue. I mean, if you talk to them, and you ask them, what's our debt at? You know, our actual debt, not our deficit. They'll say, oh, maybe like $90 billion. Try $420 billion. You ask them, I know Gary Cadd, our sitting councilman, he was down south for a meeting, and he was asking several of the locals down there, the local senators and assemblymen, where they thought California ended, and they said somewhere around Woodland. Well, they think we're another state already. Just give it to us, you know?
Well, you know,
So they just have no clue on anything outside of their local district.
I'm sitting here laughing because Brian Daly's been on before, and he says many of the legislators that he's running into have never been north of Sacramento.
Exactly.
Have never been north of Sacramento. And when you tell people you live up in the I live in the largest city in Northern California,
mm-hmm.
above Sacramento, and they go, well, where's that? I go, Redding, California.
Yeah.
And then they look at you with a blank look, and you say, you ever heard of Mount Shasta? And some of them have. Oh, yeah, Mount Shasta. Oh, yeah, you live there. I said, no.
I live
south of that. And, and then you start describing, like, how close to the border you are. And then,
yeah.
you know, then they start coming up. Was that close to the ocean? Well, no, not really. But I start, you know, these
yeah.
are, it's like when I used to live in New Mexico. Oh, you cannot believe when you live in New Mexico. People think that you have moved into another country. Wow, gosh, why'd you go there? Well, it's, you know, job took me there.
Yeah,
but, we have any problem with the language? I say, yeah, sometimes. You know, people speak English. And that, you know, anyway. Okay, we got to take a break here. Caleb Brown is my guest. We're talking about the state of Jefferson, why she got involved in it, and it's because she's concerned about her son.
Yeah.
About what's that going to happen here? So let's talk a little bit about that, about schools and what you see coming down the line here. I mean, we've already talked a little bit about the transgender law, but mm-hmm. people are starting to fight back about that. But there's a bunch of other laws that are coming down the line here that, frankly, we have nothing to do about, and there's nothing we can do about it because we have no say in the government of California. We'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Ted Lighting at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The perfect complement to that new firearm that you're getting for Christmas is a concealed carry class from NFI. These two-day classes cover everything you need to be a safe, responsible firearm user. This includes pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and a 5-hour range training session with our professional NRA-certified instruction team. Buy a gift certificate or register online. For more information, call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike. So I gotta ask, What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you, Leonard has got a in. He gets gems directly, gets diamonds directly from Israel. So he has a great deal on them. Plus, he has any type of estate jewelry you could possibly be thinking of. Linda just goes down there and just sits there and watches and looks at them and tries them on and just loves Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750. He's got, you know, he has Native American pieces, you know, turquoise and silver. All types of, like I said, estate jewelry, watches and bracelets. And then, of course, he buys gold and gives great prices for that. Leonard and his associates have been in Reading a long time, and they pride themselves on the jobs they do. And he is the only watch repairman in the state, in the city of Reading. You may take your watches to other places, but they always end up at Four Winds Jewelry. You might just want to cut out the middleman. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750 is the phone number. All right, my guest is Kayla Brown, and we're talking about the state of Jefferson, and, you know, she's 23 years old, and she's concerned about what's happening, and the more she talks, the more concerned I get.
On, sorry.
You know, no, it's okay. You know. I think, oh, gosh, maybe I can still move. the debt.
Yes.
The debt here in Reading.
Yeah, I
want to say either $300 million or $600
million,
depending on who you talk
about.
$600 million unfunded liabilities. I understand the state debt. You know, they say it's $600 billion.
With the unfunded liabilities.
With the unfunded liabilities.
But it's probably a lot more than that.
Yes, I understand it could be well over $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Right now. And so this is, and nothing is being done really to get that under control. The state of Jefferson, you see is, if we can't get the representation there, is the only step that we have for the people that aren't living along the coast, essentially.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how can you do this? Are you going to be able to roust out a bunch of people? Oh, and I tell you what, we've got somebody on the line right now. Randy, good morning. Do you have a question for Kayla?
Hey, good morning, Colonel. Kayla. Boy, as much as I love the idea, I'm a native of Reading. My dad was born here. My grandmother was born here. And I've been around since the late 1800s. But my concern is, you know, everybody up here could vote for it, every single one of us. And if it did pass the initiative and it went before our Looney Tunes down in Sacramento, they would most certainly turn it down. And then if they did pass and say, okay, you guys can go off and do your own thing, what's Jefferson going to do for revenue?
Well, simply revenue is pretty easy to answer.
And that question comes up so talking about this, Kayla, I know you've thought about it. Thanks, Randy.
Well, taxes. We all pay taxes. That's how we make everything work. And the reason why is because you're always going to have a certain number of people who do live below the poverty line that do need help. And the state of Jefferson, Republicans, conservatives, they never want to hurt people. They want to help people. That's that simple. So when you pay taxes, it's going to pay for your roads. It's going to pay for your schools. It's going to pay for everything that you use, because the problem with California right now is, and you know, this is a problem with a lot of states in the union, unfortunately, including our federal government, is we pay taxes and all that money gets tossed into this general fund that then does not go where it's supposed to go. And that's why you're having all these deficits in these different areas. But if you hold your government liable and you say, this is where the money is going, and you make sure the money goes there, you'll find that you're going to be able to pay for everything and be just fine. When you look at the numbers from our state controller's desk, we're actually solvent here in the North State. There's only two counties right now that want to join the state of Jefferson that have a deficit per year or carry a substantial amount of debt. But even when you compare those with the other 18 counties, we come out, I think it's like $15 or $16 million in the black. So even if we kept everything the same, we would be able to be solvent.
And people seem to think that it would be one of these things like, okay, there's going to be another state. Is that right then, that instant, you go into another state, as opposed to having a transition period?
Yeah, you have to transition.
That you transition on how you're going to do your law enforcement and how people might be moving, other people moving in here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the different types of taxes, the different types of methods to bring people in. We have a north-south highway. We don't have an east-west highway, how we would work that. But this kind of thing is, it goes back to representation. And mm-hmm. if you don't have representation, you need something. And even Bruce Ross, who has poo-pooed this idea, and I keep saying this over and over again, but it's a good reason, is that he said, no matter what you think about the state of Jefferson, the reasoning behind it is good. Mm-hmm. People don't believe they're being represented, and they are not being represented from an agrarian society, from one that's an urban, a highly urbanized society, and with a different type of culture and a different type of economy. Mm-hmm. and a different, even transit is different, because they can hop on a bus. Here, it's difficult to hop on a bus in Reading and actually get around. I mean, you can get around, but it takes
forever.
It takes you some time, because we are not a rapid transit area up here.
We're too spread out.
You know, just take a look at the city of Reading, how much land it covers, two bridges, and you wonder about why it takes so long for the police to get someplace, and then the sheriff is in a county that's so huge. I mean, this is not what they have down there. So how could they even picture this? Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back for our last segment here. Kayla Brown is our guest. We're talking about State of Jefferson and just a number of other things, too.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It is 34 degrees out there, something like that. It's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow. It's going to be a nice day Sunday. It's going to be a nice day next week. It's going to be a great day on New Year's Eve and a great day on New Year's Day. It's all going to be in the 70s. It's going to be beautiful and sunny. I can tell you that. I don't even have to listen to Bob anymore. I don't have to listen to Bob from other Bob because they're all saying the same thing. It's boring. But the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends over there. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition in-store deli, and they are the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Amazing foods for life, gluten-free, that you can go down there and buy the mixes. Sweeping the state started right here at Orchard Nutrition. I can't say enough about them. Experts down there, bulk foods, natural foods, raw foods, everything. They have it all at Orchard Nutrition right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right in the toward the rear of the shopping center, and a beautiful, clean building they have at 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141. Outstanding example of people that have built a business that is very successful and does a lot for our community. Kayla Brown is our guest, and we're holding up the last 4 minutes here. Two things. One is that we were talking about where the money goes, mm-hmm. and how you can control the money. There's like 400 different organizations or committees in the state of California.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
So if you just did away with half of those, mm-hmm. you could save money. But one of the things that somebody just wrote about, Sally wrote in, was about the gas tax, you know, the highway, for the highways. You know, you pay an 18% gas tax every time you put gas in your car. The money's supposed to go in to fix the highways. But as they said today in an article was, no, well, you know, really that money has been funneled out of the, mm-hmm. out of the general fund there, or the fund it's supposed to be in. And they're building urban housing very, you know, like on top of each other, close to the lines of transportation there, yeah. the routes, so that you're pushing people into an area so you can take care of them better, because you've got a bus system there. So somehow they've managed to make that money be used for that.
Well, it's because we don't hold our elected officials accountable. We have given them so much rein that they've taken the money that we do pay in these taxes. Like Randy had called in asking, well, how would the state of Jefferson pay for itself? Well, if you just hold the purse strings, the people hold the purse strings and hold our officials accountable to us, you're not going to have that problem. You're not going to have money that's supposed to be going to fixing the roads up here, because we all know the roads up here in Northern California can be pretty bad sometimes. And instead it's going to San Francisco housing. Well, San Francisco should deal with their housing. They don't pay for our housing up here.
No.
So it's one of those things where the city has had enough officials get elected to go to Sacramento and say, oh, we need this. Let's just take it out of here because we haven't used it yet. And then they go, oh, but we're now in more debt. We need to raise taxes again. So they just keep raising the taxes to pay for all the projects, their pet projects, basically, rather than taking care of the people as a whole.
Okay. Kayla, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I want you to come back on again if you'd like to.
I'd love to.
Well, I'd like to, and we talked about it, have you host a show. You take a couple hours here and bring your friends, bring other people in, younger people, you know, like yourself, not the old guys, and bring in and talk about why this is so important to the up and coming leaders, because it's always, you can see that if you don't change it, starting with you, mm-hmm. that in another 5-6 years, that this could go, I mean, we're in serious trouble now, but we could be at that tipping point. If we're only another percent of living under the poverty level, we're going to be a third world nation.
Yeah.
And I've been in third world nations, and it's...
They're not pretty.
And what people don't understand is that, by the way, one of the largest investment, houses, or one of the largest investment, pros said that part of your portfolio or part of your investment should be guns and ammo. He just came out and said that. We'll talk about that Monday, about why guns and ammo should be part of your investments, because he believes there's going to be a severe problem in 2014 in the economy.
Well, another thing that people should invest in here in Northern California is our town hall meeting on January the 18th. We'll be talking about the state of Jefferson. So if you have any questions regarding that, please, January 18th at the Anderson VFW Hall at 6 p.m.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Kayla.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You bet. And hey, we're going to be followed after this with Outside the Wire, and we're going to be talking, was there a moon landing? Really? Our expert comes from England. We're going to be talking to him. He doesn't believe it's happened. He doesn't believe that it was possible, and he's got the reasons why. Did we land on the moon? Not according to him. We'll be back next Monday. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
RN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. State police in Connecticut are releasing thousands of pages of police documents today from the investigation into last year's school massacre in Newtown. Prosecutors issued a summary of the investigation last month that portrayed the gunman, Adam Lanza, as obsessed with mass murder. But the report concluded that Lanza's motives might never be known. Also at SRNNews.com, about 3 dozen people spent the day after Christmas in Pennsylvania hospitals following crashes on highways made treacherous by snowfall. Pennsylvania State Trooper David Baim says there was light snowfall in eastern Pennsylvania and highway traffic was heavier than usual.
A lot of people, I think, that were going to be off or are still off, and people that went back to work went back to work. So I think it was probably a combination. Usually when you only have a couple inches of snow, that seems to be more of a driving issue than if there's 8 inches of snow.
Pennsylvania Turnpike official.